The word today is snow. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Did you know that it can snow in Israel? Mount Hermon, the country's highest mountain, even had a ski resort at one time. Snow evokes thoughts of purity, and the Old Testament prophet Isaiah used snow as an illustration of God's forgiveness of sins. Jesus never mentioned snow in the Gospels, but the righteousness he brings to us is every bit as pure. Here to discuss this lovely illustration of God's forgiveness is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Snow.
Some of the listeners to The Word Today live in very warm regions of the world, and they may have never have seen the weather called snow. Well, it's a fun thing. You know, all of a sudden your fingers and toes can start getting colder, and maybe even your ears and nose, and you start to see your breath, and all of a sudden these white flakes start coming out of the sky. I remember as a child that we would run around and use our tongues with our mouths open to try to catch huge snowflakes that were falling. It snows a fair bit in the middle of the United States where I live, and in fact it can be so much that you have to have shovels and snow blowers, even machines to throw wet, heavier snow. There is a reference to snow in the Bible, in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, and it's a rather beautiful reference. It comes from Isaiah chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. Actually, I'm going to read through verse 22. "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat from the best of the land. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Isaiah lived in a very tumultuous time. Israel was still quite independent and had a lot of material blessings. However, they were ripe for picking by other world powers. And in fact, the Babylonians would come eventually, and they would carry off the wealth of Jerusalem, Judah, and the northern 10 tribes of Israel would cease to exist after the Assyrians in around 721 BC came and laid siege and destroyed the 10 northern tribes. This is just a little bit of history leading up to what Isaiah is saying. Isaiah is calling the people to repentance. He is laying out a scenario where the Lord is beseeching them. Notice how he says, "Come, let us reason together." I've often thought about how impossible it is to reason with someone who is drunk or who is high on drugs. There's no reaching them. There's no common ground. Their mind is not working properly. In the same way, a person who is given over to sin can be, in a sense, unreachable with reason. Maybe you've tried that before. Maybe you've tried to talk sense to someone. Or maybe you've tried to help them see the problems that they're creating for themselves. And yet sin blinds us to this. It's a willful resistance against God's holy will. And that's why when it comes to our own strength and our own capacity, we really don't have the means to handle our sin and to get rid of our sin. It takes the work and the power of the Holy Spirit in order to renew us and to remake us, to lead us to repentance, so that we will receive God's forgiveness and love. But the Lord is calling on the nation. He is saying, look, you have a choice here. You either can resist me and defy my holy will and in the end be destroyed, or you can humble yourself. You can listen to what my will says and follow it and find life and blessings. You know, that's the same kind of choice that everyone who is listening to the program today has as well. God is calling to you saying, let's reason together. Let's stop and consider the situation here. You have a Savior, a Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who has been given to you. He has been provided for you. What it will take is that you confess your sins, that you admit your guilt. You have to come to God. You have to admit that you're a sinner. And then the Lord will, in His grace and forgiveness, forgive your sins. This is what the Lord is offering. He's saying, let's be reasonable. Let's think this through here. Is it to your advantage to resist? Is it a benefit to you to continue wallowing in your sin and receiving the due penalty? No, of course not. How much better it would be if you'd take God up on His offer. And He has offered you forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Whenever I see this passage in verse 18 where it says, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow, I think about the purity of the snow as it first falls. It looks so perfect, so clean. Only with time does it get scuzzy and dirty as human activity touches it. Well, Jesus went to the cross, offered His blood on the cross as a payment for sin, for the scarlet, for the crimson, for the stain that we have of sin. Jesus offered Himself as a sacrifice in order to make payment, in order to appease the wrath, the anger of God the Father. And the result then is that we are offered the perfection, the righteousness, the holiness of Jesus. This is brought to us through baptism. This is brought to us through the Lord's Supper. It's brought to us through the pronouncement of the forgiveness of our sins. And we get an exchange. We get a renovation, so to speak. God chooses not to look on our sins, not to consider us stained and corrupted, but because of faith in Jesus Christ, we're considered pure, considered to have received His righteousness, like pure snow. The Lord said to the culture of Isaiah's day, if you're willing and obedient, you will eat from the best of the land. But if you rebel, you'll be devoured by the sword. That is so true for countries and individuals. Satan and a sinful world are seeking to devour us, seeking to destroy us. We have to be on our guard. We have to be watchful that we do not let ourselves go the route of carnal desires, sinful fleshly desires. We have to fight against this. The culture is not going to bless us. It's not going to lead us toward Jesus Christ. And that's true no matter where you live in the world. We have to gather with Christians, like-minded individuals, people who are fighting the fight of faith, so to speak, against the impulses of sin and the worldly temptations. Notice there's a choice here, just like when the Lord came to the people and said, let's reason, let's discuss this, He also says, let's be reasonable, make a decision for life, for following my will, receiving my moral law, and loving it and abiding by it. That will result in blessings, as it says here, you will eat from the best of the land. That's what God chooses. That's what He wishes to do for people that receive His advice, that receive His forgiveness. This is what He wishes to do for you in Jesus Christ. He wishes for you to have a glorious future, a resurrection from the dead, life with God in paradise. This is what he wants for you. But of course, it calls for you repenting of your sin. It calls for you walking away from the evil and the corruption that you've been engaged in. Notice the other option is, if you don't, you'll be devoured by the sword. You can't escape. The analogy here is that if you abide by the will of God and love and follow him, you will eat from the best of the fruits. But if you resist, you'll be consumed. You'll be devoured by your enemies. That is still true today. And that is why the Word today calls you as an individual, or maybe as a family or a community of people. There are many different individuals and groups that listen to the Word today. And our message is always consistent, and that is, come to the Lord Jesus. He is the source of salvation. You know, when Isaiah wrote these words, he didn't know personally of Jesus, but this is exactly what God was intending, that his own son would shed his blood. His own son would carry our sin, our guilt, the stain that we have, was taken to the cross of Jesus Christ. And it was there that Jesus made atonement, made payment for our sin. And then when he rose gloriously from the dead, he then offers us his righteousness, his holiness. I hope you find that a great offer. I hope that you will take that and receive it and love your Lord Jesus. Because God is the only one that can deal with our sin and guilt. He's the only one that can take the crimson and make it like wool. He's the only one that can take scarlet and make it white as snow. I hope that you will receive that gift, that you will love your Lord Jesus, who has paid the price of your sin, and love God, who says, let us reason together. Let me take your sin and guilt and turn it white and pure and holy like Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.